Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How are you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of things that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning in our own head and see where it takes us. So it's another 50 episode mark. Time to dip our toes into the woo, or maybe not so much the woo. As we talked about just a handful of episodes ago, about mushrooms, all of their benefits as a meat supplement, as the ability to help regenerate neurobrain cells, all the neurons within your brain. Some of the healthy aspects, giving you the vitamin B and vitamin D that helps you process things. Vitamin B helping with brain chemistry, helping you break down and create the proteins for DNA and RNA, metabolize amino acids, which are necessary for cell division, kind of a necessity. And vitamin D being there for your skin, helping you absorb and deal with the sun's rays, helping you also absorb calcium and magnesium and phosphate, and all those other essential vitamins, fancy minerals, aside from being delicious, if you so choose. Otherwise, it's okay that you don't like them. But there's also that research that's been going on. Colorado just recently, is it legalized or very least decriminalized magic mushrooms? Made them medically available for research into depression and alcoholism. Something that seems to be magical, naturally grown, something that grows from the earth, something that's able to be used to help people process things, get over certain situations. But I'm not here to endorse, not allowed to endorse because it's federally illegal. It's on that scheduled list of super dangerous drugs and might kill you, or so they say. But again, all that research seems to be saying something otherwise. But what are these little magical things? Again, these little delicious morsels, at least the ones that you eat for delicious food, the ones that you eat for the fun times, the funny times, don't taste as good. Usually dried out, got a little bit of stale flavor to them. But you're not taking them for the deliciousness factor. Kind of like people don't drink hard alcohol necessarily for the flavor. Not always the greatest flavor. There's an end to the means. A means to the end. But that enhancement to reality. At what level? Well, under personal circumstances, it's not how all TV shows seem to portray it. There's some fuzziness to the colors. There's some ebbs and flows to the lights. There's a feeling that's definitely not actively portrayed. They attempt to convey it. Of a body high, of being euphoric, kind of a floating or melting. But not the Wicked Witch of the West, I'm melting kind of feeling. Different kind of feeling. And not always comfortable. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable to soak in such feelings. But these things, these mushrooms, the fruit of the mycelium, things that are grown from the decaying, the crossover period, interesting way to kind of step back and look at these. Because we only look at them, again, as culinary dishes or, again, the funny kinds, but they are the great crossover things in nature. They are the things that bring organic materials from one means of life into another, letting them become broken down so that way they can be consumed, metabolized by the trees and the plants and people in a reconsumption. The animal-plant kingdom that bridges the divide between the two talks back and forth, essentially. And so most people who take these mushrooms, these psychedelic mushrooms, do so with minimal, at least nowadays, minimal guidance. Just kind of sit there and watch TV, play video games. And maybe that's what the event calls for. That's what it's for. But what about those who choose to paint, choose to do active activities. I can tell you that under one of my situations, I was actually out in the garage soldering, enjoying the moment of focusing in, seeing how the puddles of solder melted, looking at the colors of the wires, how they all blend together, how they're supposed to go. Kind of a feng shui knocking me into a zen moment to get to that point. But not, again, your typical rituals. I haven't done them in quite some time, but I would push to consume them outdoors. See how the vibrant colors of the outside, the greens and the yellows and the oranges, whatever you come across in nature, breathes and tells you. I don't think that they completely inebriate you like alcohol might tend to do. There may be a lapse of judgment, lapse of understanding that can occur, as with any mind-altering substance, from nicotine to coffee to SSRIs to alcohol to marijuana, cocaine, all of the above, reality enhancements. But the mushrooms, again, these things, these healthy things that actively break down, interact with the human body, creating all those pathways. Do these outside under a natural nature kind of aspect and see what it is. Now, maybe this is the time where we should have a shaman available to help us respect this ritual, to sit there and understand, guide us to what we're seeking or what we're supposed to be seeing, as opposed to just kind of sitting back and enjoying the ride. And there's something to be said for that. Sometimes we have to pave our own path to understand where we're going. But I think back to the TV show Vikings. Apparently mushrooms were quite a significant aspect of their rituals, be that in the religious sense or maybe, as the TV show portrays, a time of celebration or getting ready for battle and creating that connection between life and death, between, again, being alive and consuming things and being able to be consumed by something else, creating that portal, that pathway to the two different worlds. Or maybe that's just a step too far. Maybe that's a little bit too much to say that these are doing. Because when they are consumed, there is an aspect to life, to seeing it all be there, consuming it, not just with your eyes, but with feeling. But I guess at the same time, I've also had only positive experiences. Whereas there's plenty of people that could have terrible, miserable experiences. And you can think about those brave souls that go out and eat all the different mushrooms, figuring out whether or not they're edible or not. It's kind of a tough time if you find out that it's not edible and it's actually very poisonous. You don't really get to try too many mushrooms after that. Or those that have actually gone through, again, trying to figure out which ones are edible and which ones are not, or merely getting confused and finding out that they're qualify as the toxic kind. Or maybe you think that they're the delicious, normal kind, and somehow they're confused with the inebriation. And you go through some sort of ergot poisoning, where you don't know that you've ate something, but all of a sudden, you're tasting sounds and hearing colors. It's all coming at you way too fast. And it's not just a 15-minute kind of buzz. It's 2 to 4 hours on the low end, depending on how many you eat, how much you eat, what you consume it with, full or empty stomach. But these morsels, I guess, on the delicious kind, I've been enjoying regular, not so psychedelic mushrooms a little bit more regularly. Been soaking them in and kind of feeling that feeling of maybe there is a little bit more brain power. Maybe my brain's just a little bit more free to focus on everything else. But there was a period in time where I went about 6 weeks without mushrooms. It was kind of rough. Felt like my brain was lagging, sitting there kind of reflecting on the impact that the regular consumption was having. Again, then, you know, simple enough to be vitamin B9, the thing that helps. Vitamin B is a big thing for memory control, being able to remember, recall, process things. And so how much brain chemistry happens with the psychedelic kind. I'm sure there's super scientists out there that are able to do the MRIs and figure it all out, but we're just sitting back, exploring, questioning. I mean, there has to be something to the psychedelic mushrooms for there to be so much research allowed on it. Allowed, not legal-ish, kind of somewhere between. It's got that gray line going on. And people are getting helped. Again, you can go back and watch that Fantastic Fungi, and they do talk about the benefits, helping people with depression as they hit towards the end of life with serious cancers that are going to take them out. And there becomes a peace, an ease of mind. And they have their shaman, if we'll call them that, somewhere between a research person and a psychologist or a therapist, walking them through, helping them understand that they are crying or that things are extremely beautiful and understanding. They've got soft, melodic, peaceful music to guide them. Soft, supple, easy colors to embrace them. And again, soaking in that beauty, understanding that there is just a little bit more to life. And not to be morbid, but all life comes to an end. And when we get to the end, mushrooms will be there to guide us, to help us through. Even if we are jacked full of forever chemicals and formaldehyde, mushrooms will break us down, depending on, I guess, how we're buried, unless we got some of them concrete coffins going on. And it's a beautiful thing, point of reflection. And again, I'm not telling you to go out, consume psychedelic mushrooms, but merely take a walk, soak in the beauty that is life, understand that there is a regenerative process that nature takes care of to bridge the gap between plant and animal kingdoms. And maybe there is something just a little bit more to the mushrooms that we're eating, not just for simple, delicious health benefits, but something a little bit more that might take us, give us a glimpse into the other side. And I've been Billy Bones. BILLYBON, the number 3S. Not consuming any mushrooms today to take this trip. Just a mere simple walk. But you find me on Twitter, for the time being, at Billy Bones. Find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website, billybones.com. There you can go find some show notes, a couple of repurposed show notes, but a couple of bonus show notes from the 237 episode, more than just a button episode, button mushroom episode. All sorts of other links to past episodes. There's a link to Tabletop Woodworks for my personal side project. And then there is links that says Value for Value. This show is released Value for Value, no paywalls, no sponsors, so that way you might find value in the work that I put forth. If you did, fantastic. First thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else will find a talking point, get the gears turning, figure out that mushrooms aren't that bad. But if you found that this show was worth a monetary value, be it the US dollar or Satoshis, go to billybones.com, click that value for value button, take you to PayPal, and you chip in, you support the show, a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer, Lady Get Over It, sending in her monthly $10 donation. Thank you, man. Or, again, the Satoshis, through your new podcast app, Little Teeny Tiny Bits of Bitcoin. Like today's other executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, streaming in 4,460 Satoshis. Restart that music. When he was listening to last week's episode. And again, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, for helping me keep this show alive, paying the bills, keeping lights on, microphone humming. And to everybody else, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.